from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Remember with Orsted when they held him up for more money. Remember that? How we beat Orsted. So here's the thing I thought I'd ask today. Robin Schaefer, to our guy, sent me some stuff on this. What did we learn from this? What can conservatives, what can rational people learn from this situation with the offshore wind? Meaning, so far, we've taken on the biggest entities imaginable in a place like Jersey. All these crooks that are in the House and Senate there, all the money sloshed around, all of their climate schemes, the governor's wife, that's what she was running on, Governor Phil Murphy, even on paper, at least early on, people in New Jersey who are wild-eyed climate activists. I mean, it was popular. It's that progressive, that liberal, at least in many places. What's to be learned by how this has been stopped? And this is the first wave here, if you will, of potentially seeing this one go bye-bye too. When they start asking for this, then that's indicative they're starting to get on the ropes. They've been staggered a little bit here. What are some of the lessons? I'll give you what I think, but I'd love to hear what you think, because conservatives, people that care about the Jersey Shore, people that are reasonable, have been effective in taking on all these gigantic forces. Now, we can say, come on, Dom, look how ridiculous this is. I know that, but look at what you're up against. The progressive state, arguably. It's right up there with California, Massachusetts. A crazed governor on this. He wants to win personally, get his gold star on this for future office or something he's going to do. And we've stopped them, and it appears that it's going to be stopped again. Or at least it's on the ropes. All right. Now, you're not going to get the visual all the time of what got people's attention. So it comes down to getting people's attention on these issues. And I'd say we win every time. Getting their attention, of course, with the whales and dolphins being killed. Once that happened, there was a break. And then people started to realize the Jersey Shore that I love. Look at what these people are going to do to it. For what? And then groups like Robin Schaefer and Protect Our Shore that have been relentless, raised money, got great lawyers, helped to drag this out to use the system that progressives have set up against them, and they're beating them on this. That doesn't mean it's over. That doesn't mean you got to accept this. They don't go away. They're crazed. But on an issue they're crazed about, they've been stopped. And what happened in Nantucket is now making the case even more of what could happen with these turbines. What are the lessons from this?
Hypocrisy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hypocrisy that we're seeing exuded over and over again with this. We see it with school choice. Right. We see it with the Israel-Palestine situation. Mm-hmm. They can't keep their story straight, and they, obviously here they have interests, it seems maybe monetary interests, that are
right.
Outweighing their desire to be what they see as morally correct, or what they argue as morally correct.
I agree, Dan, but on this one, I can't say we won on school choice. I don't know why we don't.
I don't think we have.
We're losing. Until we actually get it, we're losing. Everybody in the world thinks, on paper, that's a great idea. Well, most people do. We're not winning on that. They're not effective. It hasn't.
But
had people vote for Republicans. This one we're winning on, though.
Like, I do think, though, that the whole conversation around school choice has exemplified stories like the one here in Philadelphia where air conditioning can't be, you know, outfitted right to all these schools. And I think we are slowly winning because further and further you hear these Democrats say we need better things for our schools and teachers are great. And meanwhile, push against things that would help those schools and help those mm-hmm. teachers be great.
True. Again, though, I think the forces against this are huge. Is it the emotional hook, let's face it, of the whales and dolphins that got this rolling? It may be just that simple. I just think there are other lessons here that could be copied in every issue. Someday they'll be studied and say, this is the way, to Dan's point. You take on these hypocrites and you beat them. Realize they have the home court advantage. They're in Jersey. We're not in Alabama here, and they're being stopped. How is that? All right. And what other issue can this be? Now, the issue that Republicans, and I wanted to kind of move toward that, the issue that Republicans have to do better at, and I think Trump has handled it well, is abortion. It's cropping up again. I think the polling's starting to show women under 45 in swing states think abortion is the number one issue, even over the economy and everything else. Now, this, you can throw your hands up. You can say, I don't like that. Damn, that shouldn't be the answer. I'm tired of all this abortion stuff. I get it. But it's about winning. How do we deflect this enough in order to win? All right. And again, guys like Ron DeSantis and people pushing that 6-week ban, I think politically, they have to be punished politically because what they're doing is they're losing for us. All over the place. They may lose the presidential election. Well, Dom, aren't you pro-life? Yeah, but the 6-week ban, you know it in your heart of hearts that that is not workable. That's not where we should be. A lot of women don't even know they're pregnant. The whole raft of things. America's not there at 6 weeks. We got to get to a point where on this issue, we get some degree of sanity. And also, as a byproduct, we do better politically. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. You just heard Jay Towne, president's surrogate, talking about both the investigation here and also the issue of the sentencing, which is rapidly approaching. This judge could do anything. It's very hard to predict, but based upon some of the tea leaves here, we may see this pushback. Dan tells me that Marchand's ruling on presidential immunity argument is due September 16th. That's 2 days before the sentencing.
I do have some audio on that.
Yeah, let's hear it, Dan.
This is Trump attorney Will Scharf. Don.
Okay.
Take a listen.
Does something drastic to Donald Trump on sentencing day, like putting him behind bars, you know, at that point, we'll be 40 days out from the election. Could that happen in 2 weeks?
So Judge Marchand has indicated that he's going to give us a decision on our presidential immunity argument on September 16th. That's less than 2 days before sentencing is set to occur. Once we have that decision from Judge Marchand, we would hope to speedily appeal that. And typically issues of immunity, they're issues that are immediately appealable, and they typically result in a stay of all other proceedings while those issues are hashed out by the appellate courts. That's the process that we've seen play out, for example, in Washington, D.C. That process went all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay.
We think a similar process could play out here. But again, Judge Marchand has created an insane situation by not moving sentencing yet. We hope that he does. But by scheduling sentencing less than 2 days after we're set to receive this opinion on presidential immunity, we've set up an issue where we are forced to immediately appeal, really within 36 hours, and seek stays and seek relief from higher courts if he does, in fact, rule against us.
All right. So if he rules against, what Democrats are thinking is this. They want not only Trump felon, but they want something, even another replay of this, to be running with felon. They seem to be willing to risk what Jay Towne mentioned and what I think would happen that Trump will get another bump? Are people really going to say, yeah, say Judge Marchand is crazy enough? I mean, he is, to send Trump to Rikers Island. Yes, they're going to say, look at this. This guy is so bad, he's finally where he belongs. Now, every time in the past this has happened, these sorts of situations with Trump, though, he's gotten a bump in the polls. Would that happen again here? I think so. But Marchand is a wild card. I would predict he is going to rule against the presidential immunity argument. I don't know how he's going to get around it. I think he will sentence Trump. I don't think he's going to send him to jail, though. So I'm not sure about what the sentence would be. But again, we could have the most pivotal moment here possible. The safer play, some Democrats think, is just put it off until after the election. We can already call him a felon. He can't get out of that. That's what we wanted. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. You can get in. Don't forget the side question, which is simply something like Christmas Eve that you really look forward to. I hope it's not the pumpkin spice in the fall thing.
Oh, that's something Maisie really gets excited for.
We know that.
You would not be, you'd be surprised.
Oh, you've told us. Yeah, I hear you. So this, because we are on the cusp of the great debate.
This is one that kills me as
coming
well.
Up?
Annie.
Yes.
On Twitter. Springsteen coming onto stage.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. All right. There you go. All right. 855-839-1210. You heard Jay Town lay it out. With this Georgia shooting, they're updating now. We still don't know anything about the... I like what this sheriff is saying. He called it an evil thing here today. Active shooter. Does not say yet, though, how old or anything of that nature, whether it's a student at the school. Now, by mid-afternoon tonight, once these details are filled in, we'll be back again on this whole thing. Rational people know the thing you have to do is have people there that can stop this. The system seems unable to stop it, and red flag laws are not the way to go. We know what the danger of that is. More likely what would happen is people would lose rights rather than stopping people who should not have firearms. Still waiting more information on this school shooting. Sheriff saying investigation will take multiple days. I wonder how that Secret Service investigation in the Trump shooting's going. 60 days is like this magic word, they say, just a magical figure. Coming up, I want to talk about Pat Toomey yesterday on CNBC. Let me play that, then we'll take a call. Dan, do we have that one here? I thought we had it. Yes, cut six. Here's Toomey yesterday with the chief morning anchor, Joe Kernan, talking about the issue of these never Trumpers. Is Toomey one? You got a binary choice here, Pat Toomey. Dan and I discussed having him on, and I didn't think it was worth it. It would just be, you know, hammering away right at the top. Trump or Harris? That's it. In the real world, one of them's going to be president. Here's how it sounded.
Guys like Paul Ryan, that tell me, yeah, I mean, they give me a list of reasons why Kamala Harris would be the worst thing to ever happen, but still won't vote for Trump and say something like, well, it's not really a vote for Harris, and it's because it is a binary choice. So a vote not for Trump is a vote for Harris.
So a couple of things. First of all, I voted for Donald Trump.
I know
twice,
you did. But,
16
but
and
we're
in
not
2020.
Talking about,
but
you
when
didn't
you,
win
when you lose an election and you try to overturn the results,
we
so
all
that you can stay in
with,
power,
we all are familiar
you lose
with,
me. We're you all, lose me at that
okay.
point.
Then so you prefer Kamala Harris.
Hold on.
You would prefer Kamala Harris.
I acknowledge
Harris.
That the outcome is a binary situation, but my choice is not. My I have the choice, and you and I are just going
to
disagree on
this. What if
it
came down to one vote, and it was yours to put Kamala Harris, then it is yours.
It is an acceptable position for me to say that neither of these candidates can be my choice.
It's going to be one. Okay, 28% corporate taxes, 45% capital
I get it.
Gains,
unrealized the answer to that gains. Is Republican control of the Senate. And that is absolutely essential. If the other side runs the table, then Katie bar the door. They will repeal the filibuster, and they will go. They will be dragged by their left wing, which clearly is in charge now. And I think Kamala Harris proved that with her vice presidential election. And it's huge tax increases. It's probably some version of Medicare for all. It might even get to an expansion of the Supreme Court because there will be no breaks. But the good news is, I think Republicans are going to take the Senate.
Oh, my God. God, it's just amazing. Come on. We're coming down to this. You may not like it, but, and he is in Pennsylvania, your vote. And again, it brings up the stories that are out there today, not just white women in swing states under 45, but white women in general, moving toward Harris. That's the group that's seemingly moving toward Harris, saying that abortion is their number one issue. I don't know that I could really, I get it, Dan, that you and I don't have to worry as intimately, shall we say, about the issue of abortion as a woman does. I get that. I concede that. So what do we need to blunt this a little bit? Well, we need women who are skilled in talking about this. Kellyanne Conway, I think, is one to maybe help out a little bit more here. But if abortion's your number one issue, based upon the facts that we see out there, meaning the availability of abortion still going to be there, I don't know how I can talk with you, though. I mean, what is it that is driving that? Or would most women say, well, you can't understand? They're right. It is a driving force. They look at their daughters and they want them to have the ability to do that. Then, of course, we trot out people with these god-awful cases. And again, it comes back to there are reasonable people that are pro-life that say, it's not for me, but the exceptions. Also looking for a timeline where people can agree. The other side doesn't want to do that, though. And the media doesn't want to have that debate. So we're back here again. And I'm looking at a column that really disturbed me. Again, it's by a Jesuit. It appeared at The Hill. And it's a Catholic case for Kamala Harris. This reverend who wrote it takes a look at it and says, well, you know, the Catholic Church does say that ending abortion and euthanasia are preeminent priorities. And for many Catholics, abortion is a stumbling block when it comes to supporting Kamala Harris. I have not seen a bigger bunch of weasels. And if I said this 10 or 15 years ago, we'd have people calling the station, they'd be going wild, than the U.S. Catholic bishops. They are weasels beyond belief. Is it they're just liberals, Dom, progressives maybe even. To them, the issue of life is not as important as illegal immigration. That's where they go wild and start threatening Catholics with excommunication. Remember that during Trump, so-called separation of families? Where are they on this? What kind of instruction are they giving Catholics? Now, they shouldn't say, hey, if you're a Catholic, you can't vote for Kamala Harris. A, it's a matter of conscience, ultimately. And B, that would backfire. But what should they be telling people that are Catholics? And what should they be going on TV? Dolan and people like that go on. What should they be saying about how you ought to take a look at someone who's for abortion on demand? Obviously, there is no time limit. She won't put any kind of time limit on it for almost any reason imaginable. You know it and I know it. What should they be saying about that? They don't want to say anything, but they'll say a lot on illegal immigration. What power do they have anymore? Maybe they're afraid it'll be exposed they don't have any power, that no one really listens to them. Maybe people just like the idea of being a Catholic. You know, being a Catholic is not just religious. It's an identifier. It's a cultural thing for the great ethnic groups, Irish, Polish, Italian. We've been through this. We've played Dolan. He sickens me on it. Where are they? That this guy, who is the Reverend Kenneth White, Jesuit at Catholic, a professor emeritus, Catholic University of America, goes through about 8 printed pages about why committed Christians and faithful citizens need to participate actively in politics to ensure the common good. Harris provides an example of strong moral character. And he goes on and on and on, and Trump does not. Where are they to tell you, hey, look, when you're voting for president, given abortion, euthanasia, here's what you ought to be thinking about. Our teaching is, and you have to follow your own conscience, how you put that into play. To me, any kind of teaching I've seen forever from the Catholic Church is that's a deal breaker. Yet, they allow it to go on. What's their power then? Who is it that listens to people like the bishops who don't speak out on this, but they're all over the issue of illegal immigration, lecturing us, telling us all kinds of things? Remember during COVID, we had to get the Reverend Bill Devlin on to help people as a matter of conscience not get vaccinated. When several bishops, including here, sent out the directive, you're not to be involved in any question. They come to you for counseling around vaccination. You're not to do that. It was Bill Devlin who did it. Maybe 100 people were able to get his aid in this. Why is that? Why is it they still have power, though? Is it just a thing that will continue? Where's their power? They certainly are not exercising it in this election cycle. So they think that they want to promulgate the issue of life is front and center. But you shouldn't be voting on that. And this guy writing this from Catholic University, the case for Kamala Harris as a Catholic. Catholics make up about 26% of a... Oh, come on now, Dan. That was too slow by Pastor Bill Devlin. That he's calling in.
I was going to say, check the board. He's already there.
It was like 14 seconds.
I know.
Here is Pastor. Pastor, it must have been divine intervention. You were slowed down. I know you were in traffic, right?
It was totally divine intervention. I'm just in from Nigeria and Cuba. And seriously, Dom and Dan, I just checked in and I was like, what the heck?
Well, you know, you had to know where I was going. When I started with the bishops, I had to go to the other side of the coin. So, Bill, just ponder for a moment.
Yeah.
I gave a lot of good reasons there. I think you may have more. Maybe they're afraid if they said anything on this, we would all find out. They don't have any power anymore. And look, I think that's, I hate to say it, but it's a good thing given where they are. They're afraid of the pre-scandal still.
Yes.
They refuse to address that. And maybe just a lot of them, but it's obvious some of them at least are progressives. So they really don't think that life is the issue.
Totally. And, you know, you used the word when I tuned in just in from Cuba holding a Jesus Youth Festival in Havana with hundreds of kids. You used, Dom and Dan, the word weasels, okay? But let me give you another W word. It's wolves. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops are wolves. They are attempting to be shepherds, but they're wolves. And unfortunately, and you said 100 people were helped with the vaccination in the absence of the local archbishop, my dear friend Perez. We actually helped 250 people with vaccination exemptions based upon religious exemptions that WPHT 1210 helped us with. And, you know, also I've met with former Senator Toomey, and all I can say is another W word. It's a wimp. You know, he has wimped out on everything. So I'm in agreement with you related to the sanctity of life, and I wish that Catholics would come forward boldly and take a position like Bishop Strickland, who was excommunicated by the current Pope, and that we would move forward on the sanctity of life in a reasonable way in order to get a pro-life president in. So, you know, thank you for Dom and Dan for all the work that you do. God bless you. And just checking in.
Well, Bill, thank you. How was Havana, Bill?
Well, you know, we had it. You know, I've been to Havana 55 times.
Oh, my God.
Since 2007. And you interviewed me, Dom, when I was.
Yes.
On
satellite
the
phone. Satellite phone, yeah.
Satellite phone on the roof of a building in Bayamo when we were holding our first Jesus Youth Festival in 2007. And you have been so faithful. And God bless you, Dom and Dan, for continuing to promote the sanctity of life. I'm in agreement with you. We're going to be down there at the debate there at the National Constitution Center, just having a press conference there with other pro-life leaders. And we are encouraging people, you know, we got to get a pro-life president in. So God bless you, and thank you so much for letting me just call in today and continue your good work. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And Jesus loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Hey, Bill, let me ask you now, and backdrop for listeners who haven't heard you before, which would be shocking. They haven't. You and I have talked maybe 200 times on the air. It's some of the best stuff I've ever done. And, Bill, your thoughts on Brazil. To me, I've never been to South America. But you know that I went into Juarez, though, with the mayor, who I asked him, why do you have all these school desks stacked up like that? He said, the blast. He was afraid of being bombed. So I'm not that afraid. I'm not like you, though, going into Nigeria. Your thoughts on Brazil and people driving around apparently in armored vehicles there?
Yeah, well, I mean, Brazil is a very dangerous country. And, you know, the fact that the Eagles are there, and as I've heard you reported, that they are not even allowed to go outside their hotel room or even their hotel. So who in their right mind from the NFL would be sending the Philadelphia Eagles there? You know, I've been tussling with the Philadelphia Eagles since Andy Reid was the coach there. And, of course, Jeff Lurie's wife during Andy Reid's tenure, she boasted that the Eagles cheerleaders had the skimpiest uniforms of any NFL cheerleaders team. So I actually created a website called AndyGetRidOfIt.com. And, you know, the Eagles have been going downhill ever since then. I refuse to watch one of their games, and I think it was a terrible decision to go to Brazil. So, Dom and Dan, what's next? Are they going to play football, American football, in Beijing? I mean, are they going to go there? I mean, you know, they need to get a grip. They need to get a grip and stay in America.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, Pastor Bill, here on Talk Radio 12.
I'm not allowed.
I think that Eagles fans are still going there, though, Dan.
I'd go if I had the opportunity.
Look, I don't want to be I'm going to be watching the game. I don't want to be raining on the parade, particularly this year, people looking at this. But the NFL going to Brazil, you're sitting around one of the worst places. You know what you can always tell when you're in danger? When you hear about kidnappings, more than anything else. Joe, good afternoon.
Dom, I think we're on the same page with Mr. Toomey. But I want you guys, if you haven't realized, he, within a matter of 8 or 9 seconds, he gave every Pennsylvania voter resident basically the reason why he's not running for office anymore. And I'm going to give you another W word. He's a weenie. He has no commitment, no committal. He doesn't make a commitment to anything, no cause. Who wants anybody like that in government? And you should be all glad he's out of the arena.
Well, let me say this, that in the past he did win twice, but in an era of Trump, who did win Pennsylvania, shockingly, as hard as it is the presidential, you're right, people are not going to be supportive of a Toomey. I think McCormick is not a Toomey. He's not as bold as a Trump. And, Joe, I wanted to mention, CNN just released a poll. McCormick and Casey tied at 46. That's CNN.
That's incredible.
Surprising.
That's great.
Yeah.
You got to take the stance, Dom. And people want that leadership. Toomey never had that quality within him. And I'm hoping he's listening to this because he is the next W word. I agree with everything your guest Jay said, with one exception. The Democrats aren't dumb. They've been empowered. They've been absolved. They've been empowered because of they've been absolved. Through everything they've done, they get more and more arrogant. So I don't think they're dumb. They just think they're not going to be in trouble for any of their. I mean, it's become the theater of the absurd with what they do, and they expect us to believe. but they got enough backing.
Well, but Joe, I know there. I'm in agreement with you. Let's say in this Kamala Harris thing. What are we to say when no local Republicans have stepped forward and demanded more attention to this, called it election interference? We're the only ones saying that. There's, what, 50 elected officials here in the Delaware Valley area that are Republicans?
Well, that's the double whammy, Dom. I mean, we're not sticking up for what we know is true.
Exactly. Joe, what's your side question?
It's kind of on the line, Dan, but it hits me every year in the heart. When you become an empty nester and all your thoroughbreds come home for the holidays and you see their cars parked in the driveway, you can't wait for that day.
That is, it touches my heart. That is a great one, Joe. It really is. You know, with DJ and Luke the other night, even doing fantasy football. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't gone through that. Yeah. I am going to extract such show fodder out of this. It'll be unbelievable.
You got a really good roster, Dom. I'm surprised.
Well, I asked to play Roe, but Roe's apparently a co-owner with me. I wanted a cheap victory this weekend, so I don't know who I'm playing.
You can ask to play your co-owner.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
All right, Roe, come on. Take one for the team. Let me win here.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.